You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to Inspired with me, Leo Green. This is the show where we find out which artists have been inspired by some of the greatest songs of all time and recorded their own versions. So we get going on this episode with a chap who, well, if you'd gone to the trouble of putting a band together, relentlessly recording and touring, it would perhaps then be a surprising move to then announce to your fellow band members that you'd made the decision to leave, then give away all your earnings, declare that money was evil, and then head off to become a grave digger. But that, allegedly, is exactly what the late, great Peter Green did when he decided he was leaving the band he'd actually helped set up. After he'd left, the remaining band members wrote this song and went on to become one of the biggest bands in the history of music. This gorgeous version of a Fleetwood Mac classic is from Cassandra Beck.
If you wake up and don't want to smile, if it takes just a little while, open your eyes and look at the day, you'll see things in a different way. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, he'll soon be here. He'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone.
Cassandra Beck with the song Christine McVie wrote all about her husband and fellow Fleetwood Mac bandmate John McVie, although he didn't actually realise the song was about him until about 30 years later, he claims. Bruce Springsteen had written and recorded more than 70 songs for his 1984 album Born in the USA, at which point his manager had insisted there wasn't a single hit in there. And he told Bruce to go away and try and come up with something. Now, Bruce was quite annoyed at being told what to do. He went home that night and he wrote this next song. And it describes his frustration of being told what kind of songs to write just to appease people in the music industry. Anyway, the story does show us the value of a good manager, because the song went on to sell more than a million copies. It spent 4 weeks at number one and it gave Bruce his very first Grammy. And it also inspired the jazz singer Morgan James to record this.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored of myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving round the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. Man, I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know there is. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Ooh. You sit around. All night, you gotta stay hungry. Hey baby, I'm just about starving tonight. I'm dying for some action. Sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Come on, give me just one look. You can't start a fire. You can't start.
That's Morgan James with the song that landed Bruce Springsteen his first Grammy. You're listening to me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online, and this is Inspired. We move on now from one Grammy winner to another. This one is written by Tom Waits, who is an exceptional writer, amazing. A bit like Bruce Springsteen in that he's very much steeped in the American experience. Just listen to the lyrics of this one, and it's impossible for your mind's eye not to clearly visualize the Saturday night of having nowhere to go that Tom Waits brilliantly describes in this. We've all experienced that one. Now, vocal duties on this one are by the impeccable Diana Krall.
Well, you guessed her up behind the wheel with your arm around your sweet one in your Oldsmobile, barreling down the boulevard looking for the heart of Saturday night. You got paid on Friday, your pockets are jingling. You see the lights, you get all tingling, 'cause you're cruising with the six, and you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Then you comb your hair, shave your face, trying to wipe out every trace. This'll be the Saturday you're reaching your peak. Stopping on the red, you're going on the green, 'cause tonight'll be like nothing you ever seen. And you're barreling down the boulevard looking for the heart of Saturday night. Tell me, is it the crack of a pool ball's neon buzzing? Telephone's ringing, it's your second cousin. Is it the barmaid that's smiling from the corner of her eye? Magic of the melancholy tear in your eye. Dixie kind of quiver down in the core, 'cause you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. And now you're stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night. And the barmaid is smiling from the corner of her eye. Magic of the melancholy tear in your eye makes it kinda special down in the core. And you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. It's found you stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night. And you're stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night. And you're stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night.
Diana Krall with Tom Waits' Ode to the Empty Saturday Night Out, almost bringing us to a close here on Inspired with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. One day, a man read a short story that had been written back in 1951 about an astronaut leaving his family to go to space. Several years later, whilst driving to visit his parents in Lincolnshire, it inspired the reader to write this song, and nearly 40 years later, it's inspired Jamie Cullum to perform his version of it.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. As a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a tireless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his shoes, I'm here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. So touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning down the fuse on him alone. Mars ain't the kind of place raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them if you did. All this science I don't understand. just my job 5 days a week. Rockin' man, I'm a rocket man. Gonna be a long, long time. So touchdown, bring me round again to find. Not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning up his fuel out here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. So touchdown, bring me round again to find. The man they think I am at home. Oh no, I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out the suit of hill alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Jamie Cullum with one of Elton John's many, many classics here on lgradio.online. Incidentally, if you like Elton, please do check out the website and you'll find out when our In a Lifetime series is on, which celebrates and looks at all of Elton's work and life. So there's time for one more. We've heard on this episode how it's possible for some of the more recent songs to sound like they could have come straight out of a different time period, thanks to some great singers, arrangers, and musicians. But, well, this is not a new concept. The greats have been doing this for years. So let's finish with one of the greatest greats singing what was for her at the time one of the newest and most recent songs to have been written. She, of course, made it sound like it had been written especially for her, as opposed to the reality of it having been written by a couple of blokes sat around a kitchen table in a house in Liverpool for their four-piece rock and roll band.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it bigger. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey, 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 Jude, don't be afraid. When you find her, go out, go out, go out, go out, go out, then get her. Remember to let her into your skin.
We finished this episode with Ella Fitzgerald and That's Your Lot. Do drop me a line with any suggestions, tracks or dedications, or just to say hello. Please do go to the website lgradio.online and leave me a message. Or you can email me directly on info@lgradio.online. I'd love to hear from you. And of course, please check out the website for details of all our shows. Thanks for listening. I'm Leo Green, and this has been Inspired here on lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.